And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 11th of May, 2025. It's the birthday of Roberta Kalachowski, born on this day in 1931. Roberta Kalachowski was an American writer, feminist, and animal rights activist, focusing on the issue of animal rights within Judaism and the promotion of vegetarianism within the Jewish community. She was the founder of Jews for Animal Rights and Micah Publications, or Micah Books, which specializes in the publication of animal rights, Jewish vegetarianism, and Holocaust literature. Micah Publications published two Haggadot for a vegetarian Seder, one of which, Haggadah for the Liberated Lamb, has been exhibited at Harvard University in an exhibit on food and politics, and at the Jewish Museum in New York. Kalachowski was also the author of Animal Suffering and the Holocaust, The Problem with Comparisons, as well as Judaism and Animal Rights, Classical and Contemporary Responses, Rabbis and Vegetarianism, an Evolving Tradition, the Jewish Vegetarian Year Cookbook, and the Vegetarian Shabbat Cookbook. Philosopher Tom Regan has said of Kalachowski, "Of all the historians of ideas with whom I am familiar, if I had a choice between listening to just one of them, I would not hesitate to choose Roberta. She is that good, that worth spending time with." Kalachowski founded Jews for Animal Rights in 1985 with the aim of upholding and spreading the Talmudic prohibition against causing suffering to living creatures, known as Tzar Pa'ale Chaim. The group promotes the ideas of Rabbi Abraham Cook on vegetarianism and campaigns to find alternatives to animal testing. It's also the birthday of Charlotte Laws, born on this day in 1960. Charlotte Laws is an American author, talk show host, animal rights advocate, former politician, and actress. Laws is the founder and president of two organizations, the Directors of Animal Welfare, or DAW, and the League for Earth and Animal Protection. In 2006, Laws was the recipient of the Los Angeles Animal Humanitarian Award. Laws is a vegan and an advocate for the vegan diet. Laws describes the DAW program as an effort to increase the representation of animals in policymaking. She elaborated, "The DAWs provide a voice and form of political representation for non-human animals. This initiative is part of a broader international trend towards institutionalizing the political representation of animals." Charlotte Laws, who said, "I've pretty much always had a soft spot for those who are oppressed, silenced, marginalized, and forgotten. Back in childhood, it may have had something to do with feeling like an outcast myself. I didn't fit into the wealthy debutante society of Atlanta where I was raised. Plus, I had a bleak home life. My adoptive mother committed suicide. My adopted brother was killed in a car wreck at 16. And my adoptive dad was verbally abusive. I felt trapped. I wanted to escape. I don't mean to equate my situation with theirs, but factory farmed animals are also trapped. They are treated as mere commodities and desperately want to escape." And here's a poem for today, Friendship, by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. "Dear friend, I pray thee, if thou wouldst be proving thy strong regard for me, make me no vows. Lip service is not loving. Let thy faith speak for thee. Swear not to me that nothing can divide us, so little such oaths mean. But when distrust and envy creep beside us, let them not come between. Say not to me the depths of thy devotion are deeper than the sea, but watch, lest doubt or some unkind emotion embitter them for me. Vow not to love me ever and forever. Words are such idle things, but when we differ in opinions, never hurt me by little stings. I'm sick of words. They are so lightly spoken, and spoken are but air. I'd rather feel thy trust in me unbroken than list thy words so fair. If all the little proofs of trust are heeded, if thou art always kind, no sacrifice, no promise will be needed to satisfy my mind." Friendship by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder, all creatures need a friend.